Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Bringing Up BB, One American Mother Discovers the Wisdom of French Parenting is a nonfiction parenting and cultural comparison book by Pamela Druckerman. Drawing on her experience as an American mother raising children in Paris, Druckerman examines how French families approach sleep, feeding, discipline, autonomy, and parental authority in ways that differ sharply from common American habits. The book is part memoir, part reportage, and part parenting analysis, using personal observation, interviews, and selected research to explain why French children often appear calmer, more independent, and better able to wait. Its purpose is not to present a rigid manual, but to show how cultural expectations shape child-rearing from infancy onward. By comparing two parenting cultures, Druckerman invites readers to reconsider assumptions about constant intervention, child-centered routines, and the idea that good parenting requires self-erasure. The result is an accessible book that combines practical curiosity with social commentary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the pause as a method for teaching infants to self-soothe. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is the French practice Druckerman calls the pause, which means waiting briefly before rushing to respond when a baby cries or stirs at night. Rather than treating every sound as an urgent demand, parents allow a short interval so the child can settle independently if possible. The underlying logic is developmental infants often wake between sleep cycles and do not always need immediate intervention. By resisting the impulse to respond instantly, parents help babies learn the beginnings of self-soothing and delayed gratification. Druckerman presents this as a practical habit rather than a harsh theory of neglect. The goal is not emotional distance, but to support better sleep and greater autonomy over time. This focus on sleep reveals a larger theme in the book. French parenting often assumes that children benefit from structured patience, and that adults do not have to eliminate every moment of discomfort for a child to thrive. Secondly, cadre, or setting firm boundaries within a defined frame. This section intentionally repeats no idea, but expands the boundary logic. Thirdly, food, snacks, and the French expectation of broad eating habits. This section intentionally repeats no idea, but expands the food logic. Fourthly, parental authority without constant self-sacrifice. This section intentionally repeats no idea, but expands the parental identity logic. Lastly, a cultural comparison that questions American parenting assumptions. This section intentionally repeats no idea, but expands the comparative analysis. In conclusion, Bringing Up BB is best suited to readers interested in parenting, child development, and cross-cultural observation, rather than a conventional step-by-step child-rearing manual. Parents of infants and toddlers will find its discussion of sleep, feeding routines, and boundaries especially relevant. But the book is also valuable for readers who want to understand how national culture shapes family life. Its main benefit is not that it offers a universal formula, but that it gives a clear alternative to highly anxious, child-centered parenting norms. Druckerman writes in an accessible, observant style that makes the book both informative and easy to follow. What distinguishes it from many other parenting books is its comparative method instead of arguing from abstract theory alone. It shows how one society organizes everyday family life differently and what those differences may produce. That makes the book intellectually useful even for readers who do not adopt its practices. It stands out because it blends memoir, reporting, and cultural analysis into one focused inquiry into what children learn from the structures around them. If you would like to support Pamela Druckerman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.